The Israel Report for the latest news and insights with Anthony Reich.
And talking about being complimentary, Anthony Reich, how are you doing?
Good, thank you, Benji. Nice to be on the afternoon side of the day rather than the morning and chatting to you. I think people in Israel, I mean, even though they have this firgun kind of attitude which you spoke about, firgun meaning literally to compliment somebody, I think that Israelis mostly prefer being honest than being complimentary necessarily. So there's a bit of a dilemma that goes on between, you know, being honest and saying things just to compliment people. Hopefully we can be honest and complimentary all at the same time. That's the ultimate, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Unfortunately, it looks like we might have to be complimentary to Hamas, because they're reported to be using WhatsApp to collect intelligence on IDF movements. How does that even work?
So what's happening is that Hamas operatives are apparently posing as IDF soldiers and contacting troops using WhatsApp text messaging, and they're asking for intelligence information such as troop movements. I mean, and it's all done kind of just very in a very blasé kind of way. Like one combat soldier was reported to be serving in the paratroopers brigade and received a text message from an unknown person who asked him just to send dates of the next exercises that the brigade was expecting to hold, and when the troops in particular were scheduled to leave the area. And of course, Hamas has been targeting troops who seem to be stationed along that Gaza border. So, you know, they seem to somehow have managed to get phone numbers of IDF soldiers, knowing exactly which units they're serving in, and kind of just posing as other soldiers within the broader unit, even perhaps soldiers that are not personally known to the individual concerned, and just to kind of ask, you know, very nonchalantly, please would you remind me, you know, when the next training exercise is going to be, or please would you just remind me when we've been told we're going to be leaving the area, things like that, in order just to try and get some intelligence information about the movements of the troops. And of course, this goes a lot further, because it could potentially involve movements of hardware, movements of Iron Dome units. And so, you know, this is something which the IDF really needs to be cautious of. And it's not for the first time that Hamas is using social media and electronic means to try and gain information about IDF soldiers. There have been instances in the past where there was even a special operation that was mounted, which was called Operation Heartbreaker, in which the IDF exposed Hamas activities that was going on against IDF using social media, Facebook, WhatsApp, and similar apps, in order just to try to somehow befriend IDF soldiers, and in so doing, just to kind of extract some critical information from them. So there were also some honeypot attempts that were made to try to somehow entice IDF soldiers to meet people who'd be posing as girls on some of the online dating sites. And so, you know, one of the things that the IDF has had to do and has been quite consistent in doing is really warning soldiers about electronic surveillance, about electronic intelligence that's being conducted against them, and that they should not answer any messages that come from people who are not known to them, even if those people seem somehow to be familiar with personal information or private information, perhaps potentially about the movement of that particular IDF brigade. And so, you know, this is just another attempt to try and somehow catch soldiers off guard and to extract some intelligence information from them.
Yeah, certainly quite concerning and interesting at the same time to see how social media is being used even in this way. Newly minted Minister of Education Rafi Peretz is sharply dividing Israeli society still. Anthony, what is the latest on things that he is saying?
So for those people who are not familiar with the story, this was one that I also discussed this morning, where the new education minister over the weekend made some really, really silly comments about the possibility of using conversion therapy to try somehow to persuade gay people to become straight or to change their sexual orientation. And this has really insulted so many people in Israel. But the latest on this one is that some of the very conservative rabbis have actually come out very much supporting Rafi Peretz's statements and his point of view by saying that criticizing him is effectively taking away his freedom of speech, and that if that's the way he feels, if he feels that homosexuality is something which is not acceptable to him, then he should be fully entitled to say so, whether he is the Minister of Education or not. And so there's now, this opinion is being sharply divided, as you pointed out, between those people who feel that they should speak out against homosexuality, as opposed to people who feel that really this is something that Israeli society should accommodate. And in fact, I would go as far as saying that the vast majority of people in Israel don't find homosexuality to be intrusive or objectionable in the least. And if that's what people choose, and if that's the way that people are, then there should be absolutely no reason why they can't serve in society just the same as everywhere else. We do have gay members of parliament. We do have gay mayors of cities. We do have senior IDF officers who are openly gay. We have gay people in every echelon of Israeli society. And there's no reason why Rafi Peretz, as the Minister of Education, is about to change that. So it's a little unfortunate that this spat continues out in the public, with people coming out both for and against it. There have been protests across Israel against the statements made by Rafi Peretz, and I'm sure that there will continue to be those protests, because people really have objected to the way in which he's made those statements. But ultimately, I don't think that this is going to change Israeli society one iota, and I think that Israeli society will continue to be as supportive and as accommodating as it can be, not only of people who are gays, but also people who might have challenges, who might be physically handicapped, who might have learning difficulties, who might have other reasons why they're slightly different from other members of society. And certainly, if the IDF is anything to go by as a measure of how Israeli society works, then all of those things are accepted and absolutely fine. The IDF, as I said before, has gay soldiers serving who are openly gay. It also has units to accommodate soldiers with special learning difficulties, with physical handicaps. There's absolutely no reason why the IDF and Israeli society as a whole can't accept this, can't accept those people and accommodate them in a very supportive way, rather than the criticism that we've seen coming out over the last few days.
Now, just a minute to go before news headlines, Anthony. Israeli ships have entered Lebanese territorial waters. What's that all about?
Well, this was a report that came out yesterday that suggests that this Israeli warship entered into Lebanese territorial waters. Israel has not commented on it, but it's interesting that the Lebanese TV channel reported that this was the case, and apparently this was also reported to the United Nations forces who are in that area. And there might be one of a number of reasons why an Israeli warship might be in the area. And the one that has really been mentioned as being at the forefront of the possibilities is the fact that Lebanon recently signed its first contract to drill for oil and gas off the coast with a consortium that comprises a number of international companies. And the problem is that as part of the bloc, which is being exploited for natural gas, is some waters which are in dispute by Israel. In other words, Israel is claiming that these are waters which are part of Israeli territorial waters rather than Lebanese territorial waters. There was an attempt a few weeks ago to enter into U.S. mediated talks in order to resolve this particular border dispute. That has not happened, and that's not the case. And so the reason why this Israeli warship might have gone into those waters is in order just to scout around to see what's going on with the exploitation of the oil and gas field that Lebanon seems to be intent on developing in the in the next few months.
Yeah, absolutely. Going to be interesting to see where this goes. I think gas is a big issue in the Mediterranean basin, but we'll have plenty of time to discuss it, Anthony, when I chat to you tomorrow.
Look forward to it.